the lower Aosta Valley, a land to be discovered. The Torabaltia stream, the tributary of the Po River that models its bed in the middle of the valley, descending from Mont Blanc, finally arrives to Piedmont, thus indicating an ideal route in the territories of the lower Aosta Valley. From the Montjovet stronghold to Pont Saint-Martin, passing through the medieval villages of Verres and Issogne, Arnat and Onne, and Bard up to Donat, an intense journey through history can be enjoyed, among centuries-old vineyards and chestnut groves, uncontaminated valleys full of charm, Roman and medieval vestiges, unique traditions and flavors. The valley floor, which was the ancient route of the Via Francigena and the Via delle Gallie, shows many bridges and towers, several castles and majestic homes, as solid and silent witnesses of the past. Beyond the Bard Fort, it is worth stopping to visit the medieval castle of Verres, the Renaissance castle of Issogne, and the 18th century Valais castle of Arnat. It is crucial not to miss the Romanesque bridge of Echallot and the famous Roman bridge of Pont Saint-Martin, the scene of a suggestive legend whose protagonists are the devil and the nymph of Lys. Then there are the many cycle and pedestrian itineraries. Paths and mule tracks have been traced over time, following the streams, going up the valleys of Gressonay, Ayat and Champorcher, crossing small and large villages and permitting to see and visit ancient buildings, churches and chapels. In this sector of Aosta Valley are present easy routes and other more challenging ones, such as the paths in Montavic Park and the ones in the Montmartre Reserve. At a lower altitude, it is a great experience to climb the 1,000 steps that from the Outrefer hamlet of Donas permit to reach Pourcil and Cormone. Moreover, it is really nice the mule track to go to the sanctuary and fort of Machabi, or to enjoy the very easy path named Costa dei Vigneti, from Donat to Albar and Perlot. The lower Aosta Valley has several surprising itineraries to be discovered, not only in summer, but also in spring and autumn.